Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to five are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4 year old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Two of the three classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says people will accept your ideas much more readily if you tell them that Benjamin Franklin said it first, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and I'm not going to quote Benjamin Franklin today. I'm going to quote a good friend of mine, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and I always admire the coach. He is the coach that got fired because he prayed. Coach, it's good to have you as a guest on the show.
Well, Derry, it's always always great to be part of the Common Sense Coalition. And you know what, brother? There's the assassination of common sense. Doesn't seem like there's too many of us left anymore.
You know, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday. Tomorrow is Super Bowl Tuesday, I guess, when all the politicos get together and we're going to see who is going to be the front runners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm looking at an article, and you know, Coach, it's been a long time. I couldn't find when we had you on the air last. I thought, sure, you were on in 2007, and we can't. 2006 was the last date, except you did host a show one day for me when I was out of town. And I appreciated that. But
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think I might have been on once early 2007, Derry, but it has been, time has gone so fast, brother, I'm telling you.
It moves on, whether you're having fun or not, too.
Yes, sir.
But I'm looking at an article that you have written here, and I maybe the one reason I think I had you on more often is because I quote you so much, because you write an article in News with Views just regularly, and very seldom do you have anything that I don't at least mention and give you credit on. But when you started out here, unfair and unbalanced, hey, you hit the nail right on the head.
Well, Derry, it's unbelievable. Again, thanks for having me on. I always love and enjoy being with you. Enjoy your Common Sense Coalition newsletter. Read that thing every month, and just thank you for all that you do, Derry. Words mean things, Derry, and I think it was Adolf Hitler said, if you say a lie long enough and loud enough, it becomes the truth, and we've become convinced that Fox News in particular, the Fair and Balanced Network, is fair and balanced, and the commentary I wrote last week said they are anything but fair and balanced. They're unfair and unbalanced, and I used several different illustrations in there of them not giving you both sides of an issue. Fair and balanced would be both sides of an issue, Derry, and unfortunately, as an old football coach, I learned the hard way that when you go play on somebody else's field, you better be ready for some hometown refereeing. And unfortunately, we're getting a lot of hometown refereeing on these unfair and unbalanced broadcasts that are trying to pass themselves off as news. They use polls to create news. They use polls to try to drive people in a certain direction. And as you said, the Super Bowl of the 2008 primary season is tomorrow, and they are doing everything that they can to make sure that we vote the way they want us to.
You know, you mentioned hometown umpires and referees. Did you see what John Christian Ryder wrote this morning on newswithviews.com?
I don't believe I've seen that yet.
Okay, it's good. I'm going to just pick out a couple of his comments. He says baseball uses designated hitters, and he says since 1912, we have used designated winners and losers. He said, a stake in world government, not just anyone, will promise the world's most powerful bankers, industrialists, and merchant princes that they're willing to surrender American sovereignty. They must have enough lack of moral character to actually be willing to sell out people of the United States of America for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And then he says, you know, Bill and Hillary did this with NAFTA. Bush did it with CAFTA. He goes on to name some other, you know, the Patriot Bill, etc. But he says this, before we look at this season's designated winners and losers, we need to look back at how this game started and who are the invisible umpires.
Mm.
To me, it pretty well puts it in perspective where anybody that understands any kind of sports at all can see that this thing is cut and dried ahead of time.
Well, first of all, Derry, that makes me daggone envious that Paul thought to write that before that popped into my head, because that is definitely it, isn't it? There is no doubt. And Derry, I just tell people, come on now, just see, we have such short memories, such short we cannot remember what just happened last month. And Derry, we were sitting here a year ago, and Rudy Giuliani was the favorite, the top tier candidate. And he fell from grace, and as soon as he began to fall from grace, for whatever the reason was, boy, oh boy, oh boy, all of a sudden in comes John McCain, and all of a sudden he gets the blessing of the media, and they begin to tell us that he's the front runner. Watch out, John McCain. It's like it's a horse race, Derry. Oh, it's Huckabee in Iowa by a nose. Now it's Romney in McCain in New Hampshire by a nose. Now it's Romney in Michigan by a nose, and oh, here he comes on the backside. Every time we go to a new election, they are telling us who the front runner is, because America loves the winner. And so as a result of that, we want to make sure that we're riding the right horse when it goes across the finish line.
You see, I haven't voted for a winner, hardly ever, but not in recent history. And, you know, tomorrow being Super Tuesday, and we get a chance to vote here in the state of Missouri for Ron Paul. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even go vote. I don't think it makes a bit of difference. You mentioned the horse race. Every one of those horses ought to be in an Alpo can.
Not only that, every one of those horses are nothing more than a little merry-go-round that you used to put your kids on when you went to the fair. They just go around in circles and give the impression that one's ahead. And what we don't understand is one of those horses has already been coronated as the winner, and they're doing everything they can, Derry, as I said, to direct us towards the candidate of their choice, the candidate that they can control. I would think that we would be amazed if we were ever to be President of the United States for a day. Probably, I think it was Bill Clinton said, the thing that amazed him most about being president was how little control he actually had. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Okay, but isn't that our fault? How have we allowed this to take place?
Well, Derry, the scripture tells us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's just amazing to me that over and over and over again, in fact, I noticed last night on the Super Bowl that the armed forces ran a commercial, Derry, at the beginning of it, where they read the Declaration of Independence, and I'm sitting back watching it, and then at the end of it, they begin to talk again about democracy, democracy, Derry, we are not a democracy, but unfortunately, that's the words that they have fed to us, and those are the words that we continue to repeat, when in fact, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
And we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And we're visiting today with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. How often do you get out one of these newswithviews.com?
I'm on a schedule right now, Derry. I'm released every Thursday morning. So I write one a week. Actually, I got about 10 a day that pop up inside of me, but I just don't have time to get down and get them all on paper.
Well, you do a tremendous job. And like I said, I have quoted you time and time again. We need to get you on the air more often. And by the way, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your show that one particular day, but just give us a call. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get that set up. We're in a different time zone, Gary. That always causes some problems. You know, I just feel stupid. I was just out in Missouri. I just flew home yesterday. I was in Ava and Marshall. How far are you from there?
Oh, my goodness. You could have stayed all night. Gee whiz. I'm 70 miles from Marshall, and I'm between Marshall and Ava.
How about that? You probably heard me yelling as I drove by then because I was screaming all the way home about what's going on to America. Stuck my head out the window, Derry, and just acted like I was a siren out of a police car. Just people to wake up and look outside and help us try to save this once great republic.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago that even the military that was talking about, I don't know what they were advertising, I guess, to get people to volunteer, right, at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were just talking about it. It was just at the beginning of the Super Bowl. It was a lengthy commercial. They had different people reading the Declaration of Independence, and I thought, man, this is great. And then right at the end, they start talking over and over about a democracy.
Well, do you remember when Bill was president, Bill Clinton, every time he got in front of a microphone, he couldn't get off the air without mentioning a democracy at least a dozen times.
That's right.
And
Gary.
All right. Now, here, I'm looking at another report on newsrefuse.com. This is Betty Froff. She says, they talk about change. And, you know, Hillary's been talking about change. Every one of them, they want change. Well, if we're going to get change, we'd have Ron Paul in there. But anyway,
They don't want change, do they?
No, they don't want change. And then DeBetty goes on to say, we changed from a constitutional republic with individual responsibilities to a socialistic society with power given to Washington, D.C. under Republican President Lincoln and most notably other presidents thereafter, Wilson, FDR, Nixon, Johnston, and most recently George W. And she said they've changed us from a constitutional republic back to, or not back, but it is now to a socialist society. And then she says only Ron Paul wants change to really go back to our constitutional republic. But yes, we are a republic. We're not a democracy. And once we become a, and we have become a democracy. I'm afraid we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Derry, you just look at the situation here with every time I see Barack Obama or Hillary, one of them begin to stand up there and talk about health care. You know, hey, listen, we all want people to have good health care. The truth of the matter is most people can get medical protection. But, Derry, who's going to pay for it? We are broke. Our dollar is collapsing. The stock market's being propped up by the influx of printed dollars. The government is broke, and they want to send us $600 checks. And
we're out of time. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. You know, Coach, you were mentioning health care. I have lived long enough that I've actually taken care of two different families where people just literally got old and went on to the great beyond. In other words, my grandparents died in their 80s and 90s, and then I took care of a cousin that was 40 years older than I was, and her husband got old and passed on. But nobody that I ever dealt with had health care. We lived forever. We didn't have health insurance. When I got married, my wife and I didn't take out hospitalization. Didn't need it. You know, if they would just do away with the FDA and the AMA, the American Medical Association, and let doctors do like they used to do 50 years ago, we wouldn't have these problems.
Well, of course, any time a bureaucracy gets involved with it, that's the problems we have. But I remember very vividly, in fact, I was telling somebody the other day, I remember in 1965, Derry, that's going back, well, I was 13 years old, and I remember my dad, who was a factory worker his whole life, coming home from Kaiser Aluminum and announcing to the family that he had just negotiated a contract where he had 10 weeks vacation a year with 13 weeks pay. And then I noticed, Derry, that that summer, my mom began to take all of us to the dentist. We used to go to the dentist maybe once every 2 years or so, but she began to take us regularly. I said, what's going on? She said, oh, your father just got free dental insurance. We don't have to pay to go to the dentist anymore. And Derry, it seemed like such a blessing at that time, but look what a monstrosity that has become, that when you sign up for a new job, you graduate from college, the first thing they do is indoctrinate you into that government system where they provide everything for you, and it's no wonder that we're losing the race for our children.
1965 was kind of an important year in my life. That's when I started working at the Kansas City Stockyards, and my grandfather's youngest brother, and there was 21 years difference, and there was like 10 or 12 kids in the family, and there's 21 years difference between my grandfather and Uncle Walter. And he had gone to the hospital. Uncle Walter had. My grandfather had long been passed on. And Uncle Walter was way up there in his 80s at the time. But he had gone to the hospital. And when he got ready to leave, he couldn't believe that he didn't know anything. He said, I just can't believe. Can you believe the government paid my hospital bill? That was in 65. That was the same time your dad got all these benefits.
Well, and look what it's led us to, Derry. Now, I happen to be in a situation. I don't have what you would call standard medical Blue Cross Blue insurance, a little bit of a self-insured. Then I have another program that I supplement that with, Derry. And I went to I had to go this week to do that test that every man has to have once a year to check out his prostate and all that. And I went in there, and I told them I was self-insured, and they said, okay, $50. And, Derry, I know this, that they normally charge $120. And I said, what's the difference? They said, well, $50 is enough for someone who's self-insured. In other words, $70 is what they charge the insurance companies, Derry, especially, Medicare, Medicaid, and all that stuff. And it's all overinflated by government getting its hands involved.
See, I don't go to a doctor. Now, you go once a year. I don't do that. I don't go to a dentist. I went to a dentist and had two teeth pulled. And the reason I had two teeth pulled is because I went to a dentist when I was a little kid, and he hurt me. My mother said, my mother was at the dental office, and she said, look in his mouth. He just won't brush his teeth, and I think you need to. So he put me in a chair, and he beat around on my teeth, and he said, well, bring him back, Georgie. I see where he has a couple of cavities. Starting. Well, I never went back, and mother died, and I never went back, and I never went back, and a good friend of mine who traded horses a lot and I were buddies, and he was an older guy and he was a dentist. And one day I just happened to be in his office and he didn't have any customers. And I said, would you look in my mouth? And he said, sure. And he looked in there and he poked around a little bit and he said, you know, if everybody had teeth like you do, I'd be out of business. And I said, now you look good. I can see where Doc Hull said I had a couple of cavities started. He said, I can see where he broke the enamel on a couple of molars. It lasted until I was 70 years old before I had to have those things pulled. Now, I told my kids, I said, do not go to a dentist unless you've got a toothache. And so far, a couple of them have never been, and they're 40 years old. Anyway, so much for the sermonette, but I just...
They condition us that way, though, Derry. They condition us. One of the things I put in the commentary that I just wrote, unfair and unbalanced, is they condition us, Derry. Many of the problems that we see in America today, if it wasn't for TV, I wouldn't even know we had them. I wouldn't know that it was global warming. I wouldn't know that there was racism. I would all of these things, Derry. I would not know. I would not know that old people are starving. I would not know that children are dying from malnutrition. I believe so many of these crises that we see are media or government concocted so that government can come in and have greater impact in our lives.
You know, I don't have the copy of it in here, but I think it was one of our great generals. It may have been MacArthur. But whichever general it was, wrote a real neat paragraph, and what he says, and I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember exactly how he put it, but he says we always have to have some sort of a bad situation. There's always a problem, and if we didn't have this, we wouldn't have wars to fight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they concoct this stuff. I'm convinced that they do.
Well, we think about just the whole idea of terrorism and, you know, the whole, people like to talk about that conspiracy theory. By the way, Derry, you inspire, which means you take air and bring it in. You expire, which means you take air and blow it out. conspire is really not as bad as what they've made it out to be. To conspire means to work together. So they'd like to marginalize people by saying, well, that's just a, you're a conspiracist. You have a conspiracy theory. Well, of course there's conspiracies. People work together on all the time.
And we're going to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room and for you. That means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
SwissAmerica.com reports Friday gold fell sharply on profit-taking by funds as the dollar rose and oil fell to $88 after a weak jobs report fanned recession fears. Gold closed in New York down $15.30 to $907.90. Silver fell 8 cents to $16.79. In January, gold rose 10%, silver gained 12%. Gold is again illustrating how a healthy bull market functions. Buy the dip. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, a watched clock never boils, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting today with our good friend, Coach Dobbin Meyer. Coach, did you see what Al Gore said about, and this again was just today, it's a David Roach article from the Baptist Press. Have you seen any of this?
No, I have not.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago, you know, if it wasn't for the press, we wouldn't even know that there was such thing as global warming because they just feed us this stuff to keep us warmed up. But anyway, protecting the earth from global warming is a mandatory part of following Jesus. Now, you've been following Jesus for a long time. Did you realize that?
I knew we were supposed to protect the environment. I didn't know that we were supposed to be fighting global warming, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Al Gore said so. He was at a Stewardship of the Earth luncheon January the 31st during the New Baptist Covenant celebration in Atlanta. This is not a political issue. This is a moral issue. It is an ethical issue. It is a spiritual issue. Then Gore quoted scripture several times. And I thought, now, what did he do? Okay. In an introduction to Gore, Robert Parham called Gore the Baptist prophet. He also presented Gore with the Baptist of the Year Award. We have with us today a Baptist prophet who is so unacceptable that the Baptist establishment in his hometown of Nashville neither acknowledges winning the Nobel Peace Prize nor honored with coverage his notable Nobel lecture. Prophets are unacceptable because their truth is inconvenient. Then he quotes, now get this, and I don't know if you have your Bible handy or not, but he says, Gore cites Luke 12:54-57 for his scriptural support for global warming. I had never read anything about global warming in any of the scriptures. Now, here's what he quoted. Now, this is global warming, ladies and gentlemen. And he's quoting Jesus here. And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see south winds blow, you say, there will be heat, and heat cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, you can learn the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Did you get global warming in there?
Well, there certainly is no global warming in there, Gary. And really, here's the problem is, you'll find in most of my writings, I believe that we're in the mess that we're in, Derry, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or more appropriately, the misusing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We no longer talk about sin anymore. We're talking about Al Gore, a man who wants to defend the environment, Mother Earth, paganism is all it is, and he wants to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and say that we're supposed to defend the environment, but at the same time, this is a guy who will unabashedly stand for the killing of unborn children, will unabashedly stand for marriage between a man and a man, who will unabashedly sanction the robbing of the taxes from people right out of our own pockets. So I would say anything that this guy does in regards to the Bible would not hold a whole lot of credibility with anybody who's understood the scriptures.
You just don't understand he's a Baptist prophet. Come on, Coach.
I guess a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own town.
There you go.
Maybe that's why he has more support outside of America than he does here.
Anyway, let's go back to what you said about the way these multinational, really. Our news media, how they have controlled the people, because that's exactly what it amounts to. We wouldn't have known anything about any of these issues, which to me don't mean anything. And like I've said, and I don't know if I said it on this show today or not, but I have time and time again. You're a coach. You watch the Super Bowl. You understand Super Bowl. I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I didn't care who. I didn't even know who was playing. So why should I care who won?
Right.
I'm just not into sports, but I understand a lot of things that sports people don't understand, but you do. But if the American people could understand the Constitution and American history and money management and what debt money is doing to us, like they understand football, hey, we wouldn't have a problem. We would never have allowed this thing to get like it is in the first place.
Well, Derry, here's a great example. When we were out in Ava, Missouri, in Marshall, Missouri this week, I've spent a lot of times in a car riding around with a group of guys, and one of the guys is kind of a novice to this whole America thing, what's going on, and he's interested in homeschooling his child, but he says, I just don't know how I'd be able to do it, to commit 7.5 hours a day. And I said, now, wait a minute. Here's what you need. You need a little bit of math, a little bit of science, a little bit of English, a little bit of history. And those classes are all in school are about 45 minutes long. That's 3 hours of education. Oh, you can throw in their condom use, and you can throw in their home ec, and you can throw in their woodworking. They fill it with a bunch of meaningless stuff to be able to get your child. And if you think that you can't homeschool your child 3 hours a day and teach him more by taking him with you on your job and in other things that you do and really instruct him about the ways of the world, if you think you as a father can't do that, well, you are, in fact, drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you're 100% right, and my listeners are probably tired of hearing me brag about. I've got two grandkids that are homeschooled, and they're 10 and 11 years old. They're going to be 11 and 12 next month, but they're out I don't know about the boy, but I just saw the test on the daughter, and she's the oldest. But when she was 10 years old, she'd been a junior in high school, by, according to the test that they give in the state of South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
She would be a junior in high school. And they take these kids everywhere. They're so far advanced over public school kids, it's just no comparison whatsoever.
Well, the reason that is, Derry, is because, I could do a seven-hour show on this. The reason that is because they want to get our kids into the government schools and teach them what to think rather than how to think. And I find out, especially even with Christian kids, when I get a chance to go into secular schools and talk to children, I find out, Derry, that our Christian kids, they're just kids who accepted Jesus as their Savior. Otherwise, they don't think any different than the secular kids do. It's unbelievable what we as parents have allowed the secular education to have done to once Christian kids.
Let's go to the telephones. How about Tony in Tennessee, Jeff? Can you get him on the air?
Yeah, good morning there, Tim. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
Coach, let me ask you a question. Obama was elected in Michigan, and he's a Muslim, okay?
Okay.
And now they're saying that he's not a Muslim anymore, that he's changed to the Catholic faith, if I'm not mistaken. Can a Muslim change? I thought that was something that you were committed to all your life.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because if he was ever a Muslim and he did change, the Quran says that he has to die for doing that. You're not allowed to leave Muslims. And see, I could go a whole different direction of that as well. They keep calling Obama black. Well, his mother's white. He was raised in a white environment. This is not your standard black American man. It certainly isn't. And the church that he's involved with is, I believe it's the Church of Christ. And if you go on the website, check out Obama's church, you'll be appalled to find out that it's very, very black-oriented in its teachings. So I don't know so much about the Muslim part of it. They say that's there in his past and something that certainly needs to be investigated.
What's the difference between black Muslim, black teaching and white teaching if they're Christian churches? I mean, some of the best one of the very best pastors I know is Frederick K.C. Price, and he's black.
That's right. Well, but see, Frederick K.C. Price doesn't focus so much on the fact that he's black. See, Derry, there's two races, brother. There's those racing to heaven and those racing to hell. And unfortunately, in the church, we have divided over racial issues as well. And can you imagine in America today if somebody stood up and said, vote for Ron Paul because he's white? All white people vote for Ron Paul, and all Christians vote for Ron Paul. All they would scream and holler. But a black man can stand up and say, vote for Obama. He's black. Or he can stand up and say, all women, vote for Hillary. She's a woman. It's just amazing the stuff that goes on in our media, and we're not smart enough to see it.
Okay. Tony, thanks for the call. Let's go to John in New York. Hi, John.
Good morning, Derry. Now, it was interesting when you were talking about Al Gore and that he's against global warming, which I can understand that. But a lot of people don't realize, New York here, we have a lot of recycling plants. So I can speak from personal experience where a recycling plant gives off, when you see coming out of the smokestack, that big plume of that cloud, CO2. A lot of carbon dioxide, which is bad for global warming, contributes to it. It also gives off a ton of steam. Steam is nothing more than super hot water. Again, you're adding more heat for global warming. So how come Al Gore, while he's against global warming, he's for recycling plants, which contribute to global warming?
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
No, there's a lot going on today that makes no sense at all if you really study the situation. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Coach, I'm going to read the First Amendment to the Constitution, that just as you wrote it, just as you have it, and this is the way Coach Dobbenmeyer opened his unfair and unbalanced program here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, comma, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, semicolon, or abridging the freedom of speech, comma, or of the press, semicolon, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, comma, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, period. Now take it from there.
Well, Derry, I paid attention in high school English. And punctuation makes a very, very big difference. A comma is not the end of a thought, or an end of a sentence. A semicolon is not the end of a sentence. It's the end of a thought, but a period is the end of a group of complex thoughts that go together to form one point. So if you look at the First Amendment to the Constitution, there's one period, many commas, and many semicolons. And what I tell people is every place you see a semicolon, put and. So Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, semicolon, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, semicolon, and Congress shall make no law regarding the freedom of the press, semicolon, and the freedom of, you understand, Derry? And what they've done to us is they've gone into that First Amendment somehow in there. They've gone in there and they've pulled one of those thoughts out of there, the idea of freedom of religion, establishment of a religion. They've pulled that out and they've shut the mouth of the churches with the 501c3. They've shut the mouth of Christians in regards to our government. But they will not go in there and shut the mouth of the church. And I say if they have...
No, not the church. You said the church. The media.
The press.
The press, yes.
the ability to go in there, Derry, and silence individual speech, which, by the way, they're trying to do with hate crimes legislation. If they have the ability to do that, then why can't they go in and control the freedom of the press? Why won't they shut up Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and CBS? Shut them up with all their fake polls trying to drive people. Well, just get the press out of politics. Let the press let them just give us the totals at the end of the election and quit doing all the polls and all the pundits and all the directions trying to tell us why we should vote for this guy and that guy. It's all orchestrated, as I say, from the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. There is a man behind the curtain, Derry, and he is pulling the strings.
You know, I did an article for the Chronicle some months ago called it "Who Pulls the Strings That Makes the Puppets Jump." They do. There's no doubt about it. And just as one of these articles I had here this morning, they talk about designated hitters and designated winners. These people have it all picked out ahead of time, and if you're not one of them, you're not going to be in the horse race to start with. We do have Ron Paul on the Missouri ballot, but as I said a while ago, if he wasn't on there, I don't care if any of the rest of them, I don't see as it making a nickel's worth of difference. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
We're in the home stretch here, Coach. We don't have a lot of time left. I want to read one paragraph out of your article here. All media is biased, and they are out to control us. Big media is destroying America, and it has become the educational arm of big government. If it weren't for the constant barrage of talking heads yodeling about racism, global warming, hate crimes, health care, separation of church and state, most Americans would have no idea that there was ever a problem. As the media highlights, in some cases, creates a crisis, more government is required to fix it. Once the problem is indoctrinated into the minds of the people, that same media will make sure you know who's the best people who are to deal with these crises, and it usually some bought and paid for political hack. They cast the chains around our neck by removing any means we have of speaking against tyranny. Our free press is destroying individual freedom. Now, the other day, just over the weekend, I saw where Wesley Snipes was acquitted on the IRS thing. You know,
right.
Okay. I thought, boy, that's great. Anytime anybody can beat the IRS, more power to them. The news media, that was the coverage of the story right there. Wesley Snipes was acquitted. That was it. That's all they said. At the following then, they talked for about 3 minutes about Britney Spears' father now has to be her guardian, and he's taken over her home, and blah, 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 blah. I didn't care about Britney Spears. I wanted to know how this jury did this on Wesley Snipes.
And you can't hardly find it anywhere, Derry. And I have a radio show as well. I had Sherry Jackson on my radio show a couple weeks ago, a former IRS agent. It's speaking out against it, and nobody has heard of her. What is going on now, Derry? I'm sitting in front of my TV right now. I just got CNN up on there. They have put up there the Republican candidates, Derry. There they are, three Republican candidates. No Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul has beaten Mike Huckabee several times, and they still will not put that man's face up on the screen. What is going on?
Well, I think you pretty well hit the nail on the head. It's unfair and unbalanced.
He's not a big government guy, is he? He thinks government needs to get out of everything, and the government media complex is destroying this land, Derry. And unfortunately, that's where most people are getting their information, is from the mainstream media. And if we could get people to tune in to the internet and begin to get shows like Derry Brownfield, how come you're never on Fox News as a guest? They get to hear what you have to say, some common sense from the leader of the Common Sense Coalition. You have a snowball in hell's chance of getting on the media. Silence your message.
You know, it is interesting, but you see this happening, and you feel more or less helpless. But as you said, Ron Paul is getting the message out. Now, I saw something, I don't remember where I saw it, but on the internet this morning, how many more signs were at the football Super Sunday yesterday, people wearing Ron Paul T-shirts. Did you see that?
Yes, Derry, but listen to me. It's so important that we understand this, Derry. We have trusted Sean Hannity, and we've trusted Rush Limbaugh.
I never trusted either one of them.
We won't give Ron Paul the time of day. In fact, they're calling him nutcase, and the people who follow him are nutcases. It's the bought and sold media. If Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly began to speak the truth about Ron Paul, then we would see some change. The battle is certainly uphill, but the message, because of the internet, is getting out.
You know, I lost faith in Rush Limbaugh back when we were voting, when Congress was voting on NAFTA, because he was pushing NAFTA, you know, and people would try to call in. He wouldn't let them on the air, you know, and he said, well, I don't really understand that much about it, but the people that I put my trust in, he said, they say this is really good. Well, I could see through NAFTA right from day one, but, you know, it...
Unfortunately, they've become the mechanism by, I call them the professors of the government media complex. That's what they are. They're the ones that direct us and tell us what we're supposed to think and how we're supposed to think and who we're supposed to trust. And Rush Limbaugh himself, after the last election, admitted he was carrying water for George W. Bush and the Republican candidates. He admitted that, Derry, and we continue to listen to what they have to say.
And we have continued to be, believe it or not, Coach, out of time. It's time now to listen to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're